The dulcet tones of Tom and the Boys can only mean one thing. It is I, Damien Gibson, host of Agents of Narrative, here to bring you the best songs of March. That's the best songs in the world, as chosen by moi. Number one song on the grid this month is, I know, look, should we address the elephant in the room? I know it's the 22nd of April when I'm recording this. God knows when I'll actually put it out. Look, Adam Buxton can put out podcasts whenever he wants. I'm going to do the same thing. This is the best songs of March. You don't need to actually hear them in March to know they're the best songs of March. And I also had to, like, you know, I needed to let them sit with me for a little bit and saute in the back of my mind, you know, which songs make the cut, which ones don't. But anyway, the first one is a song by a little band out of England called Muse. Do you guys like Muse? I love them, but I feel like they're a band that very much are out of favor and not cool. And I kind of get it. This song, Compliance, which is the second single off the new album, does have a very heavy Eurovision vibe to me at times, even though it's like a really dark song about being complicit to the globalization of planet Earth by multinational corporations who don't care about human beings at all. Yeah, there is a real Eurovision-y chorus. Anyway, Matt Bellamy and the gang, have a listen to this. It's kind of, I don't know, it's they've been messing around with synths recently, and the first single off this album was proper, like, death metal, and then this is kind of like Eurovision-y doom synth wave. So they're doing some interesting things. I love Muse. I think they're one of the best live bands I've ever seen. I think that they've got elements of Queen, but also like Kraftwerk, but then very theatrical. And Queen are very theatrical, but very sort of like there's a very Eurocentric sort of thread that runs through Muse's stuff, and that they're very, very popular in Europe. And I wonder if that's because Matt Bellamy's been living in Italy for the last 10 years at the very least. I think might be longer than that. So I just wonder if that has a effect on his songwriting. Hopefully one day, once the podcast gets big enough, I can ask him when we interview him. But here is Compliance by Muse.
We just need your compliance. You will feel no pain anymore, no more defiance. We just need your compliance. Just give us your compliance. We won't let you feel. Fatigue, your blood is running cold. We lose control, the world will fall apart. Love of your life will mend your broken heart. Life lived in fear, you need protection. You're all alone, too much rejection. We have what you need, just reach out and touch. We can save you, we just need your compliance. We just need your compliance. You will feel no pain anymore, no more defiance. Just give us your compliance. Cover your tracks, we know what's best for you. You've bitten off much more than you. you. You'll do the dirty work. Stay loyal to us. We'll take away the hurt. We have what you need. Just reach out and search. We can save you. Just give us your compliance. We just need your compliance. You will feel no pain anymore. No more defiance. Just give us your compliance.
There you go. It was ABBA. ABBA. I think ABBA was the thing that I was trying to think of. That initial keyboard sound in the intro of that song is so ABBA. It's not funny. But yeah, God, it's good, man. Right? Like you can't help but, you know, by 40 seconds into the song, you're humming along or tapping along. The next song is by a band called Half Alive. This is a band that I feel like Lucas gets a shout out on every episode, but this is a band that he put me onto. They had a song that came out last year that I'm struggling to remember, which is why I'm umming and ahhing. But the film clip was super cool. If you type in Half Alive, it'll be the first thing that comes up. But anyway, this song, Everything Machine, is super cool. It's a super cool poppy song. They kind of had released a couple of things and I thought about putting them in the last couple of episodes and they sort of just missed out. So if you're not aware of Half Alive, check them out.
I'm what you wanted, it's in your eyes. I'm picture perfect, I'm always right. I'm only vapor, it's only lies. We can be forest fires, we can be forest fires. I'm patient when you're in pain. I can keep you close when it's getting late. I can stay there when you need it most. Make you feel at home till the pain is numb. What is wrong? I could be your world, every single dream. I'll be your everything machine. You know. When your faith is gone, got me to believe in. When people let you down, I'm here, you know. I'm your second nature. Never leave your side. I'm a growing cancer. I'm your serotonin. I'm your burning eyes. Baby, don't you cry. I'm right here tonight. I'm patient when you're in pain. I can keep you close when it's getting late. I can stay.
machine, you know
That's Half Alive there with Everything Machine. Yeah, I really like those guys. It's just always good poppy, upbeat music, and you can never have enough of that. A band who aren't necessarily upbeat and poppy, but a great band nonetheless, Band of Horses, and they have a new song called Warning Signs. It's been a tumultuous changing of key personnel over the last 4 or 5 years with Band of Horses. And I, if I'm being brutally honest, I don't know if it's changed their sound too much, because I think I heard one or two songs when they sort of first broke. We were at the same South by Southwest together, darling. and there was a lot of that kind of Southern folk rock revival happening at the time, and I just, I don't know, I was obsessed with three piece harmonies and severe fringes. I wasn't really digging that sound at the time, but I do really like this song of theirs that I am completely forgetting the name of, Warning Signs. Yeah, let's just have a listen to it, shall we?
Thank you.
That was Band of Horses there. Next up is Fontaine's DC Irish post-punk band. They've got a new single called I Love You from the album Skinty Fear. And let's have a listen to it now.
I told you I do. It's all I've ever felt. I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tune. I've headed the hat now from Dublin to Paris. And if there was sunshine, it was never on me. So close the rain, so pronounced is the pain.
Side and have got pride, I understand. I had to be there from the start. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamber of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had them plying me with drink, even met with their demands. When the cherries lined up, I kept the spoilings for myself till I had 30 ways of dying. Looking at me from the shelf, cloud padded smile I had. A real good shawl I was. But this island's run by sharks with children's bones stuck in their jaws. Now the morning's filled with coke, he's trying to talk you through it all. Is their mammy being a gale and is their daddy being a bar? And they say they love the lab, but they don't feel it goes to waste. Pull a mirror to their youth and they will only see their face. Makes flowers read like broadsheets, every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by, and the bastard walks by. Say it to him 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Will I lie? I told you I do. It's all I've ever felt. I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tomb. System in a hat, you only had it before. Echo, echo, echo. The lights they go, the lights they go, the lights they go. Echo, echo. Fucking man, it was a clamber of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had a ploy and me with drink, even met with better mats. And I loved you like a penny loves the pocket of a priest. And I love you till the grass around my gravestone is deceased. And I'm heading for the cookies. I will tell about it all. But the god of feel a gale and the veil of being a bar. Now the flowers read like broadsheets. Every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by. Say it to him 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Will I lie?
It's Fontaines DC. They're part of the post-punk explosion that's happened in... Well, I don't want to say the UK because they're from Ireland and I don't want to upset people. But, you know, that area, west, very far, the furthest western region of Europe. Although they're not part of Europe. Although Ireland is part of Europe. Next up is an American band, a very new American band. This is their first single ever, I think. It's called Rockstar. The band is called Mama or Mama, M-O-M-M-A, if you're looking them up. This song is fantastic. If you ever got stoned in the early 90s, this song will bring back some warm memories. It's Veruca Salt. It's early Pumpkins, like Gish Pumpkins. There's Sonic Youth influences there, Hole, a lot of bands that I grew up listening to and really love, so I love this song. Yeah, here it is, Rockstar by Mama.
Flip through the paper, ticking through the number one. Feel like a stranger, I wanna make a hit and run. Still need a drummer, the last one quit the band. His favorite song was Hummer, soundtrack in the minivan. It takes a lot to admit it, takes a lot to admit it. Hey, you're a hot shot and they know who you are. It takes a lot to admit it, takes a lot to admit it. Yeah, I got what they want, I'm a real rock star.
If you live long enough, you're going to see revivals of the things that you grew up witnessing firsthand, right? Yeah, it's really, I don't know, even though I had no hand in grunge or that alternative scene, you know, I was obsessed with it. So it's kind of, there's something flattering about, like, three generations later, you know, musicians seeing that. With that music and going, oh, that's fantastic. You know, I have to start a band and do something similar. I think it's really cool. Next up, I know I played these guys on the last episode. It's Corungbin and Leon Bridges. They've released another EP. This is called Texas Moon. The other one was called Texas Sun. This is a song from it called Doris. Kurungbin announced shows out of nowhere at the Maya Music's the Sydney Maya Music Bowl here in Melbourne, which is probably my favourite venue here in Melbourne in summer, anyway. I didn't realise that they were that big, because that can hold quite a few people. So I'm seeing them in December. So given the temperature at the moment in April, it will be 54 degrees that day. But this is a song called Doris, Leon Bridges, who's also great, and Kurungbin. Check it out. Kurungbin and Leon Bridges there with Doris. Next up, we've got another person who, or another artist that I've had on the show before, in Grant Lee Phillips. He has another new song called Remember This, and it's just too good for me to not play. When I checked out the video for this song a couple of days ago, it had something crazy like 7,000 views or something. It's just criminal that you know, I mean, I know Grant Lee Phillips has never really been that big a artist, and he probably gets by fine, but you know, he's just such a, to my mind, he's such an amazing craftsman when it comes to songwriting, but also like his melodies are superb. I mean, they're McCartney-esque, and when you can sing like he can, it's a pretty special mix. So anyway, this is his new song, Remember This.
My words so well, it doesn't change the way I feel. Won't believe me when you hear me say that my love for you is real. Ooh-hoo. Remember this. Promise to remember, you will always have my heart. Remember this, few things are forever, you will always have my heart. We don't always have to think the same. Not a crime to disagree. Doesn't mean we have to turn away. Doesn't make us enemies. Woo-hoo. Remember this. Promise to remember, you will always have my heart. Hardest thing is when I see you hurt. I wish that you would tell me why. When you need me, simply say the word. I'm there to hold you when you cry. Promise to remember, even when we are apart. Remember this, little girl of mine, you will always have my heart. Remember this. Remember this, you will always have my heart.
Look, I know the production is a little dad rock, but it's still great stuff. Still really good stuff. Another great songwriter who has a new song out at the moment called Atomized is Andrew Bird. And yeah, I'm always amazed at every time I hear Andrew Bird, it's like, oh man, this guy's fucking amazing. And then I almost instantly forget he exists until another new song comes out. And then I'm like, oh, holy shit, this guy's amazing. This guy is amazing. This song is amazing. There's some big concepts being dealt with on the new album. It's all about the atomization of not just philosophies, but just people's selves. Anyway, let's not get too serious, shall we? Let's just listen to a very beautiful song. This is Atomized by Andrew Bird.
Get a rise to unseat you. They'll demagnetize your pole, and you know they're gonna try to delete you. So now you're atomized on hold. You know you better stop making your apology. Stop blaming technology, yeah. Blaming technology, oh. May you please, may you stop making your apologies, oh. Blame the technology, yeah. Blame the technology, oh.
Thank you. took another day, yeah. Fame it took another day, oh.
The next song was very close to being my song of the month. I don't know why that makes me laugh every time I say it, but it did. Pete Doherty has a new album out that he has done with Frederick Lowe, and it's a really beautiful song. And you know, there's moments in Pete Doherty's solo career prior to him sort of properly getting clean, where you heard moments of him being capable of this. And I think when he works with a collaborator, obviously Carl Barrett and the Libertines and now Frederick Lowe on this album, it helps bring out the best in him. He seems to be one of those guys. So, yeah, look, this is an amazing song. It's called The Ballad Of, and enjoy.
Four men in a phone box accounting got bear shots. The bounty's a sharecropper. Someone get chopped, chopped. Someone get not jobbed. Someone get done, John. Jimmy's at Max's, the girls on the mattress. The hats in my fast track. I'm living in flashback. It's how we do the jack jack. Do the jack jack. Fee fi, for fun. Smell the blood of an Englishman. On the Esplanade, I only took myself high and away. So did I let you down? Will all top boys and all top dogs bow down? Four men in a phone box, the counting got bear shots. The bounty's a sharecropper. Someone get chopped, chopped. Someone get nut jobbed. Someone get done, jumped. And Jimmy's at Max's, the girls on a mattress. A hat and we fast track. It's how we do the jack jack. Living in flashback. Living in flashback.
As a big Libertines fan, gives me a lot of joy to see that Pete Doherty is, you know, around and doing stuff and seems in a pretty good place. And that song's stupendous. It just shows, I mean, like, he won poetry awards as a teenager, and, you know, that song shows why. He's a lyrical gangster. No, he's a lyrical genius. All right, we've got a couple of heavy hitters to close out the show. The second last song is Tony with an I by Interpol. Your old pals, your old friendly neighborhood grunt bags, Interpol. The song Interpol are fucking great. And the older I get, the more appreciative of them I get. I love the first two albums. I saw them live and they were so robotic live that it kind of turned me off them for like a decade. I was just like, no, I can't. Cannot deal. I'm especially in the last sort of 12 to 24 months, I've really got back into them. And Tony is a continuation of the good music they've been putting out. So here is their new single, Tony. Thank you. That's Interpol, ladies and gentlemen, with their new single, Tony. Last song and the song of the month is from Jack White. Jack White seems to... look, I haven't listened to the new album in full. I don't even know if it's out yet. I don't think it is. But he's kind of suffering a little bit from... Foo Fighters have sort of suffered from this the last four or five albums, and Weezer definitely have, but don't get me started on Weezer, where they'll have an album that has one, two, three good songs on it, and then the rest of it is kind of filler. Yeah, so, look, not casting any aspersions about the new album, but this song, Taking Me Back, is just peak Jack White. It's loud, it's brash, the guitar work is amazing, it's rhythmic. I mean, the thing that the White Stripes and Jack White, I suppose, well, I mean, Jack White was the White Stripes, but anyway, there's a rhythm in everything that I think is what gets through to people. I don't know if the memory, the melodies and such are that memorable, but the rhythmic waves of the songs are what really get through, and this is an example of that. Look, I'm going to leave you guys there. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. It's the one podcast I do where friends actually contact me and tell me that they've listened. So you know you're doing something, and that they enjoyed it. So you know you're doing something okay when that happens. You can support the show by telling your friends about it. Just hitting follow or subscribe in your podcast player, and then you'll get anything that I download. I always have grand plans of doing more with this, more interviews and sort of more focused pods on classic albums and stuff like that. It's just a little bit difficult with time at the moment. I'm literally wedging recording this in between finishing uni and then going away for the weekend. not to whinge. Why am I whinging to you guys? Sorry, guys. Come back. I love doing it. Anyway, here is Taking Me Back by Jack White. Enjoy your month. I'll be back in April with the songs of April. Although it's April now, so you know what I mean. In a couple of weeks, I would have done the songs of April. You get it. But until then, look after yourselves and talk to you soon.
Are you taking it back? Are you taking it back?